Hello, everyone. A little bit of a change of pace here. I am the clever guy, aka the clever guy, doing a podcast with our fellow Super Marcy. That's right, it's a little bit of a takeover. I'm doing the introductions, and she is not.
Nope, not at all. I'm just sitting here.
So the movie that we have presented to you right now is a movie I've never seen before. I actually have a very, very tall glass of whiskey in my hand just so I can watch this movie. And the movie in question is No Retreat, No Surrender.
Best movie ever made.
Yeah, sure. That's, well, with all the whiskey in hand, I'm sure I'll be saying that never. So... So with that said, if you have the DVD, which I'm pretty shocked if you do,
you can type in "No Retreat, No Surrender" YouTube. It, the whole thing is on YouTube. You don't need a DVD.
You can do that too if you want to waste your battery life on your laptop or time in your life.
You will love doing it.
I don't know if I'm gonna love doing this.
It is the most hilariously bad movie.
Well, we'll see about that. I'm just staring at my picture, poster of Army of Darkness, and that is the most hilariously bad movie of all time. I don't think it's going to ever top that.
This movie is unintentionally bad, which makes it good. It is a Karate Kid type of knockoff, one of Van Damme's first roles. The little martial arts history back in the 80s, was that martial arts were big, and they would get really good martial artists, but they had no acting training, which is why a lot of martial arts movies turned out really bad. Not everyone can be the great Bruce Lee, and this movie has a lot of Bruce Lee in it.
Yeah, so I hear, and I hear it's got a lot of shit in it.
It has weirdness. Bruce Lee. Yeah. This movie actually goes to his grave. So we'll see Bruce Lee's grave as well.
Perfect.
Which he probably turned in it as they were filming.
Probably. And sure as well, he also turned into it. Wow, I can fucking talk already. This could be a great commentary.
Great whiskey.
I'm sure he turned in his grave during Game of Death, too. So,
yeah.
One and two, actually.
Well, this is probably a little more respectful in some ways.
You let me be the judge. All right,
you will. Okay, we're gonna start the movie, so I'm gonna.
Yeah, so we'll do a little countdown and.
Clever Clancy, fancy pants, and countdown.
I guess on one, not after one, but on one, we will start the movie.
You can unpause it then.
So we count of 5, 4, 3. 2, 2.5, 2.25, 2.75, back to 2.25, and 2.5, and 1.
Alrighty.
Alright, this is already the worst movie I've ever seen.
It's from Seasonal Film.
Seasonal Film Corporation.
Corporation. It's
Man,
like
I remember.
Meal.
And I remember them not doing a goddamn thing.
I'm not sure what the volume is going to be like. Hopefully we have some volume, and if there's volume in the background, at least you'll know you're at the right spot.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Just enjoy.
That is a great view of the city.
Yeah. Did you love this music? I'm like dancing right now.
This is working out music.
Yeah,
if I was in
this film,
spandex.
This film shows you, it'll tell you where you are, but it'll show you everything else. It's weird.
Whoa,
like that.
Whoa, right in your face.
Right in your face.
Why was this movie in 3D?
I wish it was in 3D. And
you can see those guys in the background, the fucking storefront in the foreground, all the trophies.
What?
Wow.
The dad is the best actor in this movie. That's the dad. The main guy in this movie went on to be a soap opera actor, so that should tell you his quality. That guy's name has failed in it.
Then you failed.
You see how much he failed when I show you who he is. It's the black kid.
Well, he's failed already. And that is no offense to any of our African-American descent viewers. It's just that his name has fails in it.
And he's a fail. Well,
yeah, he's a fail.
I did make an announcement on Facebook and whatever that were watching this, and Babe's already commented.
Worst karate students ever.
It's the worst karate school ever. It's the worst karate instructor. He will cry in like 5 minutes, and I just vodka'd my legs.
Wow.
The old guy.
Yeah, the massive chops. Chops go from his ear to like the fucking back of his eye.
I was so excited I could watch those in my fucking leg.
How do you pronounce that first name?
Nugsigan.
Nug.
He co-directed the transporter.
Wait, really? I'm gonna cover you that pillow stash.
Look at his face!
What is he doing?
I don't know! He is a pedophile, there's any kids in this class.
I know, and he's looking around. What is with the face?
It's so weird.
Why is that the only thing I'm noticing?
Oh, wait, it's Corey Yin that directed the transporter.
Wait, he directed the transporter?
The guy that directed this co-directed the transporter.
Really? Jason Statham?
Yeah, with someone else. This is the music I want to play every time I enter a room. The bad guy theme music.
Oh my god, that's Van Damme.
In a white suit. He's gonna fucking break from the leg. Can you not?
Can you let me watch the movie without spoilers?
I will try.
That guy is apparently Rodriguez, the blonde white guy.
Maybe his father is...
A blonde white guy named Rodriguez?
Maybe his father is a Rodriguez. And he's over the car.
He's still the same fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah. He actually hurt this guy when they were filming their fight thing.
Really? I'm sure you could hear the jingle jangle of my whiskey.
I was saying this. These guys are organized crime and they want to buy up dojos for their crime. I don't know how it works, but that's what they're doing.
These are the best criminals ever.
Yeah. He doesn't want to join the organization.
Wow.
Yeah. This is why they have Van Damme as the enforcer.
Well, I'm glad the American flag is backwards.
He doesn't understand what distress means to the flag.
The writer and director of Sleepless in Seattle died.
She did. She had leukemia. Hmm. But now we're going to have some fighting. This will solve nothing! You've got to listen to the best quote. Here it is. I have no other choice. You have to watch. There's nothing wrong with, like, their martial arts. That's fine, they just can't act.
Yeah, I mean, it's decent martial arts. It's just...
Wait for it.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah. Over-exaggerated sound effects, check. Wait.
Oh, shit, son!
Van Damme's in the house. Wait. Keep crying. You bastard. I love this.
Wow.
He just does not show anything. Now, if you're meant to be a sensei, would you cry in front of your school?
I don't know. If I had my knee shattered, I'd probably cry like a fucking bitch.
It's over. What is the answer? moving away. Oh, wait, well, he talks to himself there.
I was going to say, that's like an awesome change in scenery there.
Have you ever seen The Octagon with Chuck Norris? In a monologue? Yeah, this is what it reminds me of. Yeah, Krasinski, the Russian.
Yeah, Ivan Krasinski.
He's credited as Carl Bresden in the credits.
Really?
Yeah. Which I should give a shout out to my friend Carl Bresden, who loves him. There is a dude that's on Twitter and Facebook who quotes by Carl Bresden from this movie.
Oh, the director of this movie also did Dead or Alive.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, now, take a wild guess. Judging by the landmarks and things you're going to see, what city they're going to when it starts. They're from Los Angeles.
If they end up in fucking Pittsburgh, I'm going to be pissed.
Shit, sir. I think we can work it out from...
he directed No Retreat, No Surrender 2.
Starring my good friend, Lauren Avedon.
How do you know these things?
I'm
not even going to ask.
Where are they going?
Really? Seattle?
Yeah, but just wait. You have to watch this scene.
Entering Seattle.
Uh-huh. There's famous landmark.
Yeah.
But then it tells us we're in Seattle.
Wow.
How does that work? No, but this isn't really a sequel. It has nothing to do with it, but Lauren Avedon is a good buddy.
Yeah.
And I'll say hello to you and listen to him. Hello.
Oh, God. He also co-directed Game of Death 2, ironically.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense with what is in this movie.
Wait, Bruce Lee is actually credited in Game of Death 2?
Archive footage.
Yeah, but still.
I want his shirt. I want... Is it that one? I want it.
Wait, why is his... What?
No, that's the right leg.
No, I know. Why is his knee not bandaged up? Why is his fucking calf
bandaged?
Because
he broke his leg, not his knee, even though he hit his knee.
What? Oh, this is already great.
Isn't it fantastic?
This is the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
I want his shirt, though. Oh, wait, this is just... This needs to be experienced. The music, listen to the music. This would cue be singing if he was watching it. He'd be sneaking around the back into the garage with all his karate gear. Witness the brilliant acting of Kevin Kinney. Yeah! And watch the consistency of this. It's a very short rope, but somehow it's really long. And then it's short.
What?
I know!
You are barely punching that, the goddamn balloon. Yeah, way to kick that plywood, son.
Yeah, it's been abusive towards him for a long time. Wait, you gotta witness the best character intro ever. With the music. Just watch.
Whoa. What?
I'm sorry.
That is...
Just wait. This is amazing.
God, I don't know if this is stereotypical or not. God, what? Why did they... Oh my God.
That's J.W. Faye.
Well, he's already failed. Fucking summertime, you're wearing track pants and a fucking gray sweater.
Purple.
What did I say? Purple track pants?
No, I just added the purple. Oh. Wait till you see Eric Cartman.
Really?
I'm serious. Matt and Trey saw this movie and just had that as, look.
Oh my God.
Is that not Eric Cartman? Live action Eric Cartman. Listen.
This is like a fat, retarded
Eric Cartman, and he's racist. That, I want that poster. I can't find one. They just met, yet they're best friends.
Well, yeah.
That's what happened when I moved out.
You became best friends with an inner city black kid?
Yep. He just showed up. Playing his boombox. He hit him in the face. Watch him magically transform into a white guy with a wig.
I don't want to.
You will want to.
Is he really rapping?
Yep. Just watch him how he turns into a white guy. Who's got been blackface a little, I think. Here it goes when he jumps down.
Is he
down.
Really dancing in front of a Bruce Lee poster?
It's more obvious when he starts break dancing. Like, yeah. Just watch. It's a blackface white person. With a really bad wig.
Yeah. You know, I'm staring at my Bruce Lee picture, and I feel ashamed. God, I feel ashamed.
This is the impact he had on people.
Yeah, to create shit movies. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll take it tomorrow. I'm just gonna, like, yeah.
Have you seen this movie more than once? And that's mentioned to... Actually, oh,
because
book.
It's so hilarious.
Actually, I never...
It is really hilarious. It's really so funny.
Yeah, those are all pages from that book. I studied from it, and the Tao Chi Kundo.
He's very weak on the wooden man.
Oh, my funny bone. I'm still trying to be Bruce Lee. We'll never ever be Bruce Lee.
No one will ever be Bruce Lee.
No one, yeah. I didn't realize that was probably just a posed picture taken for the book.
Yeah. I want that poster though. I can't find it anywhere. Eric Cartman.
Hey guys! Did I see you guys?
Yeah, and he hates the black kid for no reason.
Maybe he's a Jew.
He could be a black Jew.
It's possible. What are you doing? You're messing around. You're supposed to be watching these windows. Oh, how many times have I given you something to do all day? Yeah. If I catch you doing it just one more time, just one more time. Yes, sir. Who wears short shorts?
This is to establish he's kind of like a bad guy for this movie.
Is he just yelled at by his dad?
Oh no, the black kid shows up.
Wait, how does he see him? Is he in the backyard? Or is he in the front yard?
He's in the front. Oh. And this is the black theme music, the guy's theme song.
Can't see his fat ass. Wow. Suddenly he just got built as shit.
Yeah.
Suddenly bro got fucking abs.
Yeah. This is a very homoerotic movie.
Yeah, clearly. Really. Wait, how do you get away so fast?
He's black, don't question it.
Oh god, that guy can run. Ah, oh, sure. Ah, sure.
Yeah.
The black guy just gave him props.
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
I know.
Can't he just walk around it? Oh, come on, chunkers.
Come on, badass. Lord. Yeah. His button and fly have come undone.
Glad you noticed.
Hard not to notice.
Oh, God, I want those shoes. And those pants.
Didn't you love the high-waisted jeans?
Yeah, it's like his...
Because he's even got flowers for his new best friend.
He's even accentuating his fupa, his fat upper penis area.
Thanks for mentioning that and noticing.
Yeah, well, it's hard not to.
See?
What are you going to stare at? Those flowers?
Yeah, he got flowers for RJ.
I'm going to stare at his...
His
stuff.
His perfectly hair-sprayed hair.
Please, alright, I know they're in Seattle. Please don't tell me they're going where I think they're going.
Yeah, I told you they go there. It's the real thing.
Is it really?
Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, it looks different now because Brandon is there.
Yeah. You know, it's bad enough that they use, like, actual funeral footage in Game of Death.
Mm-hmm.
Which was such a horrible movie.
Yeah.
It's even worse that this movie, like, decided to set up a camera on his grave.
That's the real thing.
Yeah, that's it.
That is it. Unless it's now his friend in there. I'm a martial artist too. I think their intentions were good, but it just doesn't come off as very good.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like if I was to create a movie, you know what, I can't finish that.
No, it gets interesting when we get imaginary Bruce Lee, I call it imaginary Bruce, coming into it. And it looks nothing like that.
Yeah, you told me about it.
I mean, I think the guy was one of the fake Bruce Lees back when they were doing a lot of Bruceploitation.
This movie's not even halfway over. It's not even a quarter of the way over, I'm sure. And this is already, like, the biggest Bruce Lee kiss-ass movie I've ever witnessed in my life.
Is it?
What the fuck was that thing? Jesus.
That's the fat kid.
No, not the fat kid. That thing.
That's a rat tail.
That, all of that. What is that?
I don't know.
That? What the fuck is it? Why is... I mean, is it like just to show that he's a fat piece of shit?
Yeah, it is.
He's got to have food all over his mouth? Why does he hate this black guy so much?
Listen to this.
Oh my God.
Listen. Just listen.
And what does he want?
That's it. That's the
That's
only
it?
Explanation we get. He has his reason.
He's got his reason.
Because he's black.
Because he's a fat fucking retard. And this
we hate black people.
And this black kid is like athletic and
good with dance moves.
Apparently could not see that he was about to be surrounded.
How does the fat kid who acts the way he does have all these friends?
That's a good question. Some of those friends are decent looking guys. No homo, but they're decent looking guys.
They don't look like dickheads.
No,
like
they look like
except
jocks.
Except for the rat tail guy.
Yeah, except for half Princess Leia. I don't know why Princess Leia. Look at that kid. Look at how he's standing.
It's very effeminate.
Yeah. Hey. Come over here. I whip you with my rat tail. Whip you right in the mouth.
Probably could.
Whip you right in the mouth.
Look at the size of that thing. I'm in the rat tail, not the rat kid.
Well, yeah, look at both.
What the hell?
What is he doing? Is that Rob Lowe?
Yes.
And suddenly everyone's fine. Wait, why is his face bleeding?
I don't know who that's bad. Beat it, Goofy. Go home and play with my good dolly.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. We gotta wait for fucking Ed O'Neill to come out. And everyone scatters.
This is great.
Everyone's afraid of him.
Apparently. This is great.
You should water your lawn.
Watch the acting brilliant of this thing. Just take it in. Breathe it in.
Why is he walking like a pimp now? It broke his calf, but he's a pimp now. Are those corduroy pants? God, I hope so. I hate corduroy.
Well, of course you'd be wearing it. I caught something in this movie that you're gonna love.
Yeah, just don't mention it, alright?
Wait, this is amazing.
Oh my God!
Just wait for this.
Oh my God!
Wait for it.
Oh, is he gonna freak out? Oh, is he gonna freak out? Oh.
He's gonna look at all these Bruce Lee
pictures. Oh God! What would you do, Bruce? What would you do? Would you freak out?
I'm gonna stare at your picture.
Oh my fucking God.
Guess what the dad's job is in this movie? Take a wild guess what his job is.
Oh, it better be a pimp.
Just take
Is a he guess. A fucking hotel dealer?
No.
Or a casino dealer?
No.
Is he a boxer promoter?
No.
Is he a chick that holds a...
That's the dad, yeah. No, I mean...
What?
This is to establish this dude who lives in Seattle, this guy here. He's a fighter, he has a dojo. That the evil mafia guys want to buy his dojo. So this is to set that up, but it just comes out of nowhere. And you will see the same set later in the film.
Why is it so bright in there? Why is it so dark?
Yeah. Look at his face.
Why is it... Oh my God.
And this is the screen cap I put my face on. So I never want to look at him. This guy's terrible.
You know what I feel like right now? Can you guess how I feel right now?
Oh no.
I feel like I've had a reticulated python shoved up my ass, and it has eaten its way through my rectum, and is coiling around the tubing of my anus, or the small intestine, and is squeezing it to death.
Because this movie is...
You remember when the wolf's face from The Thing, like, split into four?
Yeah. That's what your asshole feels like?
No, that's what my dick feels like.
So you have an echidna penis?
Yeah.
It would like that.
It would look like a split open Stan Lee wolf from The Thing.
Stan Lee?
Or Stan Lee. Stan Winston. Thank you. Wow. Folks, we're going to edit that one out. In fact, forget you ever fucking heard that. Don't comment about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want Marcy to hear about it. Because I don't want to hear about it from Marcy. All right, so fucking forget everything.
Okay, the brilliant thing.
That's true. You know what's more brilliant? That guy's hair.
Yeah,
he must use Vidal Sassoon.
I think this guy became like a gay porn star.
Actually, it's got to be Per Plus.
Now watch.
I don't know if I want to. Why are
He says their class starts in 10 minutes. Get changed, come out, and warm up. They stay in there the entire 10 minutes. Oh, but look, back here.
Why is there an inner tube around the goddamn... is that a safety inner tube?
For the fat kid, I mean. The fat kid just happens to be in the dojo.
Wow. Well, you know. So happy for you.
He gets under his pants in front of RJ.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. They're going to spend 10 minutes in heaven, I think.
Because I would fuck him in a locker room. And he scratched me here, and he scratched me here.
Probably filled his asshole.
Why'd he do it? Because I'm fat and I picked on him and I hate his black friend. Fucking black people. And fat retard and fucking black people.
Yeah, his excuse is that Jason said that Seattle karate is shit.
Seattle karate.
Yeah, it's shit.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense since, you know, Seattle karate is just...
So they're all going to pick on him now because they...
Wait, why is he picking that black kid? That kid is like Bill Duplack. He's like Wesley Snipes.
But he's the best fighter. He would probably get his ass. Tried to bully him.
Yeah, why is the fat kid pick on him?
I need nobody, you know.
Wait, is the fat kid gonna pick on him?
No.
Are you gonna fight him?
No. He told the black kid to beat up Jason because he thinks Seattle karate is dumb. But Jason never actually said that.
Wait, so he's pitting two black people against each other?
No.
Oh, wait, pitting the other black guy against him?
Jason, yeah. See, 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Oh, are they now? Jump set? They're an announcement?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And they're playing the evil music because Jason's just going to get his ass handed to him.
Hey, fat tits. Wow. Wow.
See, they are super lovely. This makes no sense whatsoever. He keeps looking at the other guy like he's gonna help him or something.
Oh boy.
That would be why the fat kid doesn't pick on that one.
Or because the fat kid races against certain black people.
He might be. Maybe he doesn't like the jerk
though. Oh, you hurt my butt! Apparently this dojo teaches anger.
I think I need some junk freaks in this dojo.
Not really. You fucked up, student. God, look at him. He's just so angry. All karate does is teach, like, you know, like, patience and being calm and... You know,
he obviously studied. He studied the tapes of Kerry Silver and John Cree.
Apparently.
Why so angry? He's like Mike Barnes angry. That was the Friday for High School that he made.
What is going on here?
He's saving the day.
Well, I thought he was gonna hit him with his handbag.
I thought he should have.
Wait, what?
Did he just run out?
Wait, like, you forgot your clothes.
They weren't in the bag, obviously. Yeah, now we just fast forward to a birthday party for someone we've never seen before.
Yeah, who's Kelly?
Yeah. Kelly is the sister of the guy that we saw in Reno.
Hello there, Tiny Tits McGee. With big, your hair is bigger than your tits.
Yeah.
I like it. Wow. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I was born in the 80s and didn't live, in, you know, like live actively through the 80s. It's like a teenage or an adult.
Yeah.
And this tattoo looks like he's like, my, oh my fuck.
Yeah. Wait for the line.
Who what?
Who peed in the pool.
He could taste it?
Yeah.
Yes. Taste buds must be very sensitive to piss and probably semen. So he got those fat tits.
Yeah, he has bigger tits than that chick in the very small bikini.
He does. And her, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep smiling. Because that's not going to fucking lead him away. Nice cargo pants, asshole.
You see, the Reno guy is her brother.
Wait, how many pants is she wearing?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
She's got, like, a belt with...
A pair of pants with another pair of pants.
Lining pants, and then another belt with, like, cargo pants.
Yeah, it would be easy.
Where's Van Damme?
Now the other bad guys are going to come
back. Wait, why is Fat Tits wearing a princess crown? Or a tiara?
Because he's,
There's cocks all over that couch.
There really are cocks all over that couch. I never realized. And they have ducks.
Those are geese.
They're ducks.
Sure. Maybe in Australia they're called ducks, but here they're called fucking geese.
Why would you have geese on the wall?
Why wouldn't we?
They're mallards.
It's got cocks all over the couch.
On the wall, they're mallards.
Yeah, I know. They're not mallards.
They were.
No, they weren't.
They were.
No. They were vultures.
Wait till you see what present he got Kelly. Guess what's in there?
I didn't even hear the phone call.
He has to go to the dojo for bad guys today.
Oh, really?
The mafia bad guys. Now, for some reason, they edited out a scene that actually establishes these two as going out. They deleted the scene.
I see.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering who was going to shove their crotch into her mouth.
Guess what's in there?
Please tell me it's a black belt.
They asked me how the thing survived.
It's a fucking rabbit! Oh my god,
how did it not die without any help?
I guess it was a goddamn rabbit right before the rabbit came out.
How is it not dead? This scene actually establishes that she saw a rabbit at the pet shop, but they deleted the scene.
Yeah, this makes absolutely no sense.
I know, right? But of course...
I would never get a chick I was dating a rabbit. Even if she wanted it. Why is he pissed off? He's not fucking her.
She wants to be.
Well, he should go fuck his own mother. Or if. Or Fatso. I'm sure he's got a vagina. What is going on? I was going to ask for a Van Damme once.
Yeah, but he's not here yet.
Is that there?
He shows up like...
In a white suit again?
He did what?
Is it a karate suit? You sure that's not Van Damme in the sweet shades? Yeah,
yeah. No, he's Asian.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty goddamn American.
I don't know, but it's okay. But the other guy who was at the start with him, his hair got pretty bad.
And right to get fucked. How did you know I hate this thing after? Oh, you
should
have
been back
pretty hard. Oh, God. It has gotten bigger.
Why do they want dojos? I don't understand.
Hurt Plus is, like, working so far in that guy's favor. It's ridiculous.
What's up with his leg?
Oh! Yeah, nice stance there, Paulo.
Wow, this is my favorite present ever. I also got a pony.
And, oh, there's Tiny Tits McGee.
She looks 80s. But she's kind of scary.
She is so 80s. She is fucking, she's so 80s.
It freaked me out.
Oh, what?
That's a great thing.
Yeah. Nice yellow bag shirt, you fucking faggot.
Potato salad.
Or potato salad. Hey, come on! Come on, these two guys are gonna fight and you're not gonna see them. Oh, is she? Yeah, actually, I am thick because I've shoved my thick in her vajayjay. God, this guy's such a pussy.
Isn't he, Josh?
Nice, like, box tie and iridescent belt buckles are fucking queer.
No offense to anybody who is queer, who listens.
No, yeah, no, absolutely not. No, it's just this guy. Just look at this guy. Even gay people would be like, this guy's more cock than I do. I really don't want to offend anyone. Am I really going to offend anyone?
I don't know.
It's a commentary. We've already put a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Really? We've been talking about black people, like, in the first fucking quarter of this.
Yeah, but you can't help it because it's very racist.
Well, and he's very fat. No offense to fat people, but he's fat.
Yeah, they overly do the fat thing with this guy, though. Fucking white shoes.
Oh, you almost popped that balloon with your face. Wow, way to
Ooh,
go, pussy.
Slap. Even she's got more fucking balls than he does.
Wait for me, don't run away. This is my party and I could kick anyone out that I want. Wow.
But wait for the flashback. This movie makes me smile.
God, this is...
This is why it's the best. So hilarious. He's flashing back to what happened 5 seconds ago.
I think they're trying to do pretty much what every guy thinks when they get into a fight, is that they think about it for like hours. And then they get so frustrated and pissed off. Really? He drove all the way to Bruce's grave instead of fighting the fucker?
Isn't that what happens when you get into a fight? Don't you drive to Bruce Lee's grave and talk to him?
I don't want
to
talk about it right now.
Okay. That's what I do. I catch a plane every time.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago when I got in a fight with two guys.
Oh, yeah. You went to Seattle when you went to Bruce's grave.
And kicked one of their asses. And yeah. Then I went to go to Seattle.
Yeah, you went to Bruce Lee.
By the way, that story is legit, except for the Bruce Lee's great part.
Oh, yeah, you're a bona fide badass.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take my licks.
You're my hero.
Yeah. No retreat, no surrender.
Yeah, it's our motto. We'll do that.
Yeah. Alright.
No retreat. That's what I do when I get angry. I just go to Bruce Lee's grave and cry. Nobody else but you, Bruce. You've got to train me in spirit. Please.
So is that why they moved to Seattle? Was because of Bruce Lee's grave?
I would say they chose Seattle for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But not the family, the filmmakers.
Well, but what about family, though?
But that's when they just went next to the chief.
It's always real. Where you been, bitch? Where's my money?
Where's my money, bitch?
Where's my money?
You want to see the best reaction to anything ever? Keep watching.
I've been doing nothing but watching.
Oh no, you gotta pay attention.
Sorry about my coughing, fellow listeners. Wait, you just ran away. You literally just ran away.
You called his dad a coward.
Wait, you... What? This dad must be like 5 years older than him.
Have you guessed his job yet?
Boxing promoter. Oh, no. Rabbit handler.
You will be very fucking offended when you see what he does.
Please don't tell me he keeps black people. Don't tell me he's a slave owner.
He's a slave owner. Wait for it.
Wait, suddenly you walk by?
Yeah. Look at his reaction. So good. I love it.
Dad!
Don't throw my magazines on the floor.
You gotta take that from your dad? Just kick him in his knee. No, I'm gonna run away because I'm a coward. They just called you a coward. And I'm gonna run away and cry.
My mom hurts my every week, but it's done.
Please tell me he runs into Lucy's grave.
I wish.
Please tell me he runs there. Wait, where is he running to?
He's going to RJ's house, but
what
look.
What trailer park shithole is that?
But look.
Is he living in the backyard?
He must be. Look.
What? What? What?
Hey,
what the fuck is he doing? Is he Jerry curling his Jerry curl in the backyard?
He's Jerry curling his Jerry curl in the backyard.
I like how he has no concern for how his friend is, seeing as how he's like all beat to shit, bloodied, and his shirt's all ripped up.
Yep. And they're gonna take all the Bruce Lee stuff to an abandoned house where imaginary Bruce Lee is going to come into the movie.
I like it, and that's one of the rest of the premiere, the other viewers. Is that a bomb? That's it. Yeah. Ever heard of a fucking flashlight? Could you use a goddamn lantern from 1876?
Yeah, basically.
What is going on? This is creepy already. Two guys in an abandoned home, and they're lighting candles and lanterns.
Yeah. We just need the 70s porno music to hit.
No, we'll just rely on 80s porno. What? 70s. Why is there... Wait, did they just, like, go to the garage and grab all this shit?
Yeah, even though the garage was up for this.
Yeah, and the dad was in there throwing shit away?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like just chill and drink Coke all night.
Drink out cool.
We're cool, we're hit.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by Fireside Whiskey and Smirnoff Vodka.
Probably. It is.
I
think I might have Fireside Whiskey. Alright, that's fine. I got White Dog.
What?
It's 62.5% whiskey.
Pink and purple. Pink and purple.
This is so gay right here.
Ready? No surrender. Oh, wait, we can do this. Later.
Later.
Just say that to everyone for now. Later. I don't know how we got so dirty, but okay.
Yeah. And how did... Yeah, how did they get all this shit?
I don't know. Makes no sense.
This is... If Bruce Lee saw this movie, if he was alive at the time, he would probably be so... Oh, Andy got the, like, the good ripped part
of the poster. He's got the other ripped.
He's got the other... He's... Oh, my God.
It's very precious to him. Huh?
This...
What's playing? Sad music.
If Bruce Lee was alive and legit saw this movie, I'm pretty sure he would... He'd probably wish he were dead. I don't know. Well, you just flipped it open, asshole. You can't be tired that quick.
You should not yawn in front of Bruce Lee. fighting method. It's a book, isn't it? Bruce Lee's fighting method.
What? What about yawning in front of Bruce Lee's fighting method?
It's Bruce Lee's fighting method. You don't yawn.
No, apparently you've already missed that because I just yawned.
I know, it's stressful.
Yeah, you should probably blow out all those candles seeing as how you're in a fucking wood house.
Are you ready for it?
Oh, no. Is this...
But you tell me what your interpretation of this is. Is he imaginary? Is he ghost? What is he? What is a prince that? Because I swear it's imaginary.
Just don't. Just don't.
You love it.
Oh my god, that looks nothing like it. At all.
Nope. I just said it's going to say later.
Yep, looks nothing like him. Just some random Chinese guy.
Well, I feel bad. He died. It's very bad.
Well, at least we're not missing his commentary.
I still look like Eric Cartman.
God, he's trying to emulate him so bad.
The guy... Oh, there's the shit.
Is a turd.
Is a turd.
Where did he...
I don't know.
We began from shit?
It's a turd. Where's the dubbing ever? I think Monkey had better dubbing.
I don't.
The thing was, this fella can't speak English, so they had no idea what they were playing to each other.
Yeah, he was probably... He's probably telling him to go fuck himself, like, the entire thing.
It's quite possible, actually. Couple of my knowledge.
What? Is that like his whole like be like water speech?
Mm-hmm.
So instead be like Diet Coke?
It's just trying to say that he doesn't have that much knowledge.
Yeah, he punches like a fucking retard. No offense to any retards that are listening to this commentary.
They probably don't.
Yeah, that's probably not what Bruce would have done.
This guy's a black belt in Taekwondo.
Just kicked him right in the face. Yep. Slow. It should have, like, sped up the reel so it actually resembles Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Do you think he's imaginary or do you think he's a ghost?
I think it's a dream.
The thing he shows off a lot more.
Have you ever seen that Chuck Norris movie?
Octagon?
No, not Octagon. The one with the dead kid. Who died? Actor.
Sidekick?
Yeah, thank you.
That's imaginary.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I mean. I think it's like that. Yeah, Chuck Norris in a movie directed by his brother. In the biggest ego fucking movie ever.
I thought it was directed by Chuck Norris. I thought it was written, starring, produced, and directed by Chuck Norris.
Although...
I know he produced it.
The guy, the other sensei in this movie, was actually trained by Chuck Norris. The one that is that girl's brother.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me it was Fails. because Chuck Norris fails.
Chuck Norris got the shit kicked out of him by Bruce Lee.
Kicked out of him.
I know what I'm saying. Shit kicked out of him by Bruce Lee.
Oh boy.
Do you want to see the best training ever?
Montage.
Oh yeah. You watch his training.
Oh, I don't have a choice.
Well, you will. This is how you will want to train.
No choice, no retreat.
No choice, no surrender.
No choice, no retreat. No
surrender. I'm making you watch this Clockwork Orange style. Putting in the eye drop.
I'm pretty sure this is not how Bruce Lee trained.
No, but this is how you will want to train from now on. How I train all the time.
Why is he training, by the way? What is, like, the motivation here?
So he can be better. I honestly don't know.
Because I'm really trying to figure that out. Like,
directed by Aaron Norris. Sidekick. I think that needs a commentary.
So I'm really just trying to figure this one out.
He's training because he gets picked on.
Because he's a fucking pussy and runs away.
Well, he didn't the first fight. The second fight he did. Well, I think we need nipples.
Nipples?
I have two nipples, but I meant nipples.
Okay. What I need is this, like, chubby-faced Bruce Lee wannabe not to be in this picture.
It's like the worst Bruce Lee, like, look-alike, whatever they could get.
Fuck. Even the one in Game of Death looked better than this. And they use posters. For his face.
Yeah, and there's no resemblance at all.
Excuse me.
You'll just quite me. Oh boy.
Are you ready?
Oh boy. Look where it's pointing.
Right in his dick. Yep, there we go. This movie is so ridiculous. Oh my god.
You haven't seen the best of the training yet.
Why are his shorts so short? I know it's the 80s, but fuck, come on.
This is how you learn to give yourself a blowjob.
That's how I learned.
Yeah. But if you're gonna have a dick in your mouth, it might as well be your own, right?
Well, I know it's the cleanest part of my body. My hands, probably not so much.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
What do you think, like, oh god.
You know what's gonna happen.
No, please don't. Why would you sit on your friend as he's humping the air?
It gets even better.
Looks nothing like this.
It looks nothing like this.
Absolutely nothing.
I think I could draw a stick figure that would look more like Bruce Lee than this guy does.
It doesn't even look like him from the back.
Mm-mm. It doesn't sound like him. It doesn't move like him. Definitely imaginary.
So right away he is able to master this whole entire thing. Why didn't he just lay down on the ground and begin with? Would have avoided so many headaches. Nice striped shirt, asshole.
Yeah, look at this. Imaginary, right?
I guess so now. Ninja guy? Ninja guy. You know him as Bruce Lee and you call him fucking Ninja guy.
No, he calls him.
He calls him Ninja guy.
He called him. I think he could be String. Is this the String part?
I don't know, I haven't seen this one before.
I'm trying to look for the String. No, he calls him Nitaga, which means big brother or something.
It's like Mike Tyson's punch out. You got the black guy in the bike.
It is. It's exactly it.
you got Lil Mac running behind him.
Yeah, fuck the police.
All we need is like that Philadelphia shot. Oh, is this like Enter the Dragon? Kit you.
Kit you this time. Kit you.
Wow.
Oh my god.
This couldn't be more Enter the Dragon if it wanted to be.
Look at this. He pulls the red thing down. Then it's all the way up again. Yeah, this guy's Korean. And he was in Game of Death and Game of Death 2. That guy. Makes sense, right?
I guess so.
Well, if he was in Game of Death and Game of Death 2.
This just seems like a dangerous stunt to be like, we're going to do this in the
Yeah,
movie.
I just read the trivia that he, the actor, didn't want to do it. Not really an actor. He didn't want to do it. Guess what the dad's job is?
He's like a bar owner.
He's a fucking bartender. Do you feel highly offended?
A little bit. Some of bartenders.
Exactly, that's why. That's what it was.
Wow, nice pour.
No. Bring it over here. Somehow it's full.
Wait, now, it's, now there's a head on
there's
it?
There's a head on it.
You know, if I was him, seeing as how I'm a bartender, I'd be like, fuck you. You get up, get your fat, lazy ass over here and get it. It didn't take very long at all. Just walk it right over. Pour it and walk right over. Well, he actually is wearing a black belt, ironically. It's a black leather belt.
The Mr. Miyagi type of thing to say. He got it at JCPenney, $3.98.
I shop at Kohl's. Yep, that's when I start punching.
Yeah, but you're not a pussy like this guy.
I got a job to do, mister.
Can we get this, please? I want to chew on some nuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No persons under 2 allowed. And no dogs.
Oh, yeah, okay. So wait, if he's imaginary, then how does the bag raise by itself?
Because he's really doing it. It's like Fight Club.
So he's like Tyler Durden. Or the narrator.
Yeah.
Or
I think that's how it works.
Poor Jack's colon. That was it? You just had to kick a bag and then Bruce goes back to heaven?
Yeah, Bruce like, fuck off. Fuck right. You.
Cool, I'm going back in the closet.
I'm not even
going
to say goodbye, bitch.
I'm going back in the closet, I'll see you in a few hours.
He's going to keep training. Look, he's been fine.
Thank you, imaginary friend.
What's up with banana? Not like you're. Oh.
Watch for the spring in this part. There it is.
Oh, yep, yeah, I see it.
Oh no, but wait for the best training thing you could ever do, ever.
He set up that elaborate board. There's like all these,
yeah.
All these like inner city kids that are like, "Mister, can we please play fucking basketball already?" Sicky, you look like a goddamn idiot.
Wait for it. It's the best scene ever. You'll never be the same again after this moment. After this. And here we go.
Wine. What is going on? Alright, that's it. That's it.
I'm done. I'm gonna go take a shit. And I'm
look, there's a kid watching in the background.
What? I'm gonna go take a shit and puke on it. And then I'm gonna shit on my puke, which I. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, you wanna watch it?
I don't think I want to anymore. This year I
swear. You're gonna start training that way. You're gonna get like Kevin to do blackface and sit on your crotch and eat ice cream. Oh yeah. You will need to watch the Brokeback Mountain trailer for this.
I don't know what is
but you need to wait for the return of Van Damme.
Well, I've been waiting the whole goddamn
movie. It's gonna happen shortly.
Do you have any idea what that scene caused me to do? White dog.
I just ate nuts.
Viewers, for those of you wondering what I'm doing when I refer to doing White Dog, it is a brand of whiskey made by Buffalo Trace. It is a 62.5% alcohol whiskey. So it is 1.5 times the normal whiskey amount. I'm very scared. I barely put any in here, too.
That's the thing.
Oh my god. That is rancid. That smells like straight corn.
Whoa. You may need to mix that a bit.
I think so. I think I need to add more.
Oh look, see now the dad's gonna get kicked on, he's gonna have no choice but to fight. So again.
Oh, wait, who's this guy? And who's this guy?
The guy he kicked out of the bar and his friend. So basically, I don't know. What a pussy face.
Oh my god. It is so strong.
He has the face of a vagina. Punch buggy. Same one.
Oh my god!
He's dying from what the hell he's been drinking. So look, the kid has to save his dad.
Oh, come on, Captain Badass. Oh, nice.
Oh, we've been training with imaginary Bruce Lee.
He's been training so hard that he could flip over his car.
And he can fight off all these guys, apparently. Yeah, but anyone could beat these guys up, honestly.
So, I've noticed that there is a lot of Enter the Dragon, with the whole training segment from the beginning when he's like, kick me, and the whole pointing a finger to the moon. And now this is like, is it Fist of Fury? When he vows not to fight? Yeah, Fist of Fury.
Fist of Fury for the moon.
You know, when he vows not to fight, well, his dad teaches him not to fight, and then he fights and he becomes like a fucking badass.
That'd be Fist of Fury. The big boss is,
Oh, the big boss is Fist of Fury.
Chinese connection. Chinese connection. Yeah, with Bruce Lee movie coming back 50,000 million.
And then, actually, Chinese connection was Fist of Fury.
Big boss, I think.
You just said big boss is Chinese connection. I'm saying Chinese Connection was originally, well, Fist of Fury is originally Chinese Connection. Is this really a Michael Jackson, like, thing? Oh, fuck. God, look at how much I added ginger ale. I still smell it.
Fuck me. Sideways.
Guess what? I'm puking tonight. Yep, definitely puking. Oh, is it 80 Small Tits McGee? Oh, that's Kelly. Yeah, that's your girlfriend, you fucking tool. Wait, look at that guy in the background.
Look at everyone in this thing. It's ridiculous. Okay.
Look at that guy.
Chinese Connection is Fist of Fury.
See, that's what I was saying.
So I said and the big boss is the other one.
Big Boss became Chinese Connection. And that Revenge of the Dragon became Return of the Dragon. Or Way of the Dragon.
For me, it's Way of the Dragon.
Way of the Dragon became Return of the Dragon. And Enter the Dragon was, well, Enter the Dragon. Same with Game of Death.
Yeah, so it's... I think the official title is the Fist of Fury, Chinese Connection, Way of the Dragon, and then the official item. There we go. I always get them confused. And he can't dance. I don't, what music is this?
I believe this was featured in a Sega Genesis game I played. God, this is so goddamn strong.
Are you seriously gonna puke?
That is a possibility.
Do I have to hold your hair?
Yeah. Just like I want to hold her hair while she's blowing me. No offense to any of the readers that are against blowing jobs. Blowing jobs.
Blowing jobs.
Blowing. That's going to be a new phrase.
I don't know. If anyone is against giving blow jobs, there are no friends.
No, blowing jobs. You're going to put that on your website, too, as blowing jobs.
This is going to be the blowing job commentary.
You're going to put her face on there and be like, would you let her give you a blowing job?
Yeah, I'm going to draw a dick in her face.
No, just don't even do that. They have to listen to the commentary to get the joke. There's that creeper kid. Right in the background. He's been in, like, every background scene ever.
Well, they reuse people.
Well, yeah.
Why is that guy in the background dancing with, like, a 10-year-old kid?
I don't know. That's very weird.
She has a very epic mullet going on.
She does, but I'd still...
She actually doesn't look too bad now, to be honest.
I'd let her touch me, and I would touch her wherever... I'd probably touch her where she pees.
You can go lick her people while
she probably pees. Touch her where she pees, too.
Yeah. While she's got poop in there.
I'd touch her where she lactates, and touch her where she spits.
Okay. But while she's pooping?
I'd probably touch her where she sees, too.
But would you touch her people while she's pooping?
That depends.
I think I want to know about your shit fetishes.
Alright, is Van Damme in this yet?
He's coming. They save it for the epicness.
Does he get shirtless? Just tell me if he gets shirtless or not.
He does a split before we need to know.
Okay. Because we get shirtless, then... Wow. Wow, way to go in the wrong fucking lane.
Well, he does wear pants for the first season.
No, look, the arrow's pointing towards the brother. He's clearly going the wrong way.
He wears these white pants, and you can see through them, and he's wearing very thin underwear.
Right.
You're in your silk underwear.
Wait, so they set up a karate match? Uh-huh. Where was this a part of the story?
Possibly a deleted scene.
Wow, nice 80s. What the fuck is she wearing?
I don't know. Yeah, that guy there was trained by Bruce Lee.
That guy?
Uh-huh.
Like, legit?
Yep. He's like a champion and stuff in the film.
So wait, who's this guy?
He must be the boss of the buying up JoJo's corporation.
Yeah, he lives in a very nice suburban home. In a nice Walmart bought
land. I still don't understand.
America!
Fuck yeah!
America versus America. Visitor home. I'm very confused.
Well, Van Damme's Russian.
Yeah, well, why is it America and America? There is so much America going on. The ropes are American. There's like, I count like 17 American flags in this fucking shop. There's 16. There's 11. That's America. That's an American camera.
Oh, yeah, America.
Those are American microphones. Those are American people.
See, this looks strangely like the arena.
It's like a high school gym.
Yeah, that's...
Look at that guy in the background!
He's falling asleep.
Boo!
That's how you make your money as an extra.
Boo! Yeah, you and the trucker cap, we just want you to sit there and act weird. Boo! Yeah, we're all hard. Our abs are, anyway.
They all have to blow in before the match. Don't forget, the black guy is nobody's name.
Wait, why is he back in this? Does his shirt really say, I'm the boss?
Yep. He's giving everyone an
FBI. Is it a reference to Who's the Boss?
Yeah, so that's Tony Danza in the background.
Right, yeah. Yeah, look at him, he totally does. He really does. Wow, that's a pedestal.
That looks like my dad's 80s star.
Nice.
That's scary.
Oh, boy.
No, what's scary is my dad back then looks like the dog.
There's so much America going on right now.
It's very American, I dig it.
Wow, nice tux, asshole. Everyone's wearing fucking high school clothes and wearing a fucking tux.
I may have rented a tux like that out to someone once.
That's a Dumb and Dumber tux. Look at that. All it needs to be is either blue or orange, and that's a Dumb and Dumber
tux. It needs
tux.
To be blue, I think.
Well, it was Harry's. Harry's is blue, Lloyd's is orange, right? Or is it backwards?
But I just know blue's the popular one, because I think American Pie was the blue one.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I've rented out tuxes like that, and fucking shirts ruffled. The Kingswood kids.
Yeah, America!
Fuck yeah!
This isn't like a high school gymnasium.
That's the dojo.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
You die, don't know?
I don't know, but it's the same thing they use for the Reno thing.
Alright. I'm pretty confused by this.
Yeah. This is a very... You would never experience another movie like this ever.
No, and I don't ever want to.
Oh, you want to.
Are they really, like, recording this and videotaping this?
Yeah. sexy shirt that Cameron wearing. That guy and his fucking hair.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, nothing. No moves. No, oh.
The black guy's name is Frank.
I was expecting Jamal to
be. I've never seen a black person called Frank. Frank is more like an Italian name.
So wait, where's the main character in all this?
They're gonna watch the fight?
So what the fuck does this have to do with him?
Oh, he's five.
Yeah, but never mind. You know what? I'm not even gonna do it.
You understand.
Bruce Lee carved on a wall with a fucking turd. And you know what? Never mind. Fuck it. I'm done.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not supposed to make sense. It's no retreatment.
It's in a goddamn high school gymnasium. I don't care what you say. It's not a fucking dojo.
No, but I think they use the gymnasium as the dojo as well. They reuse that. That was really a piece of acting.
So, what? Does he own this dojo now?
He just thinks he's in the
Wait, what?
There he is.
Oh, great.
Shittiest coffee ever.
Yeah, really. If I ever met Van Damme, I'd be like, dude, you're in there tweeting us around here. He'd be like, you know I was. Yeah.
I actually think this film is the reason why he doesn't do fight in the US. Because he seriously hurt people doing it.
He's a fucking ballet dancer.
Yeah, but you know that doing dance is good for your technique as a martial artist.
Ballet.
Yeah, it's very fucking flexible.
Ballet.
I did ballet. I was as flexible as Van Damme.
It looks like he's still wearing ballet makeup. Wow, nice red jumpsuit, ass fuck.
He's wearing a Playboy shirt.
No, he's wearing an Adidas jumpsuit.
Adidas. There you go, the flashback.
Oh boy.
It's on my Donkey Kong, bitch.
I didn't even realize that was him.
See? Playboy talk.
Why, you didn't kill him.
I know, right?
Friend of Kelly's or Kelly's boyfriend? Yeah.
Kelly's cocksucker with the other guy.
Who's this? I'm the guy that's fucking your sister in the mouth.
And fucking the black guy in the ass, obviously.
Yeah, right?
Real sore.
I want one of those in my room.
Look at the referee. He defines 80s.
Oh my god. That is like some Chuck Norris hair. Oh my god.
That is pure 80s.
Hmm. Van Damme doesn't look nearly as big as he did, like, in Double Impact.
Oh, no, he got jacked up.
He did.
He really did. He looks a lot more natural. This is pretty much like his debut.
Why are they clapping? They're losing. They haven't landed a single hit.
Yeah, clap over that. Well, he will. Apparently he gets a sexual thrill out of it. Van Damme, best actor in this movie.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. So's your hair. Does Van Damme say a single word in this movie? Or is he like
here we go. The iconic
oh, moment. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
The split that started it all.
Oh, what are you going to do, fat tits? Can't even get your fat tits through the hall.
Yeah, he's not going to fight.
That was actually kind of badass. Not going to lie.
Hey, Van Damme doing the splits.
No, doing the splits and like rolling onto the ring from the
yeah,
splits.
Yeah, I can do that.
That's pretty badass. You know what, actually, like, this fight actually seems like a legit fight. Like, it doesn't seem really too choreographed.
That's because Van Damme hits. Like, he will land hit.
They had to spin up the wheel for that, because I don't think Van Damme's that guy really quick.
Back then, he could have been.
Yeah, it's possible.
He wasn't as big. And he was, you know, what, he was 20 or something? Yeah, he would have been.
Yeah, that's...
No, he's throwing the towel.
Tribute time! Alright, so this movie is 86.
86.
Van Damme was born in 60, so that would have made him...
26,
yeah. Younger than me.
Younger than me. Look, you can look, he's wearing like a very small singlet. I would look at that because I can't help it.
Yeah, man, younger than me. Younger than both of us.
I look younger than he does in this thing. I still look like I'm 20. See, the actual fighting in this movie is not all that bad.
No, it's
not. Because they're actual martial artists. They're not actors. And obviously the person who wrote this has never written a movie in their life. He has raging hard nipples. Just saying.
I just want to say that I cannot wait to see Van Damme as the villain again in the Expendables 2.
I know. That just makes me orgasm lots. And his henchman is Scott Adkins, which makes me even more excited.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott Adkins. Makes me want to watch Undisputed 2. Which has some of the best fight choreography. And Undisputed 3.
Is that Michael Jai White?
Undisputed 2 has Michael Jai White.
Yeah.
Fucking badass.
Black Dynamite.
He's a very fuckable man.
I am smiling.
You have to admit, you would do Michael Jai White.
Yeah, I would. I thought I told you not to interrupt my fun food. You have seen Black Dynamite.
I have. Okay. I've touched myself with Black Dynamite.
Oh, that's great. Hopefully you edit that part out.
Oh, no. That's staying in there. Yeah, I'm going to just send that to Michael Jai White so he can hear it.
And with the trivia, Marcy has touched herself to you with Black Dynamite. Yeah.
I'm going to send it to Michael Jai White.
Whoa!
My favorite facial expression ever.
God!
I love it.
What, is he trying to be Sly Stallone?
Yes. I love this.
Yeah!
He's fucking angry. Pete Van Damme is still the best actor in this movie. It's because he hasn't said anything yet.
Oh, God!
See you later, ref. Blackhead tried to, not the Blackhead, the fat kid tried to bite his leg. Headbutt.
This just became like a bare knuckle boxing match.
Yeah, you can see he's really landing some hits on him. Yep, he misses him completely.
Right.
And with the training of imaginary Bruce Lee, he can fight Van Damme.
He defeats Van Damme using Van Damme's signature move. Mm. The flying, like, bicycle kick.
Even with a shit line like that, he's still the best actor. You called me Russian?
You called me what I am?
But he's from Brussels. His real name is Paul Preston. I get better. Yet he's suddenly a badass. I'm gonna remember my training right now. Yeah, I think I need imaginary for sleep training. There we go.
Oh, there we go. There it is.
Yeah. He likes showing it off. His rock hard nipples.
He did that training for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, right.
And suddenly he's a goddamn master at it.
He's an expert.
Yeah. Didn't even kick him in the face.
You see, Van Damme fucking hit. Overselling a little.
So I think Van Damme in this movie is like the bad, the kind of sort of bad twin from Double Impact.
Yeah. There you go again.
Oh, well, really? Wait. So you had to flip. You would have had to flip backwards in order to get out of that.
So don't think about logic when this movie's involved. And the flashback to the training is ridiculous. This movie is incredible. It really is.
Oh, here it comes.
Yeah. And they really? Had to freeze frame.
Freeze frame. So, I guess I'm bored with these. Is this like a life or death thing?
Well, this is like taking over the dojo kind of thing. You saved the dojo, I guess.
By just knocking him out of the ring and
yeah. I think that's the condition of the fight.
Well, there's no ref. Remember, Jean-Claude, like, practically fucking killed the ref.
Yeah, no. They don't know.
Wait, no, now he's back up. Okay.
Yeah.
To declare the winner.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude just fucking ripped his ass out of the ring.
Yeah, basically. And suddenly, like, Dean and all the other bullies are his best friends.
Yeah, but...
Yay, you beat his ass.
Yay, you, like, were more badass than all of them.
So wait, why isn't the fat kid, like, having any more problems, though? Like, did he just stop having problems with the black kid?
He
and
did.
With,
yeah.
What's his nuts?
Yeah. Exactly.
Where's Van Damme?
He's on the floor.
Where?
I don't know.
Yeah, they were throwing him around like a rag doll. Was that really
that? That's the end, but look, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Paul Bresden.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's wrongly credited.
Why is he credited as Ivan something else?
Yeah, he's called Ivan Krasinski in the movie, but he's credited as Paul Bresden on the credit.
What?
It makes no sense. I don't understand the mistake. Like, how you could have... That guy's name is Poon. Poon Tan.
Well, I'm sure he's actually scarred for life because of that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Made fun of him. That's right, the fat guy's dead, so...
Yeah, he is.
Wow, that's already the end of the credits.
Oh yeah, these movies don't have long credits. Like, three people worked on them.
Wow. Oh, this much picture is protected under the laws of the United States. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that no one gives a shit about this movie.
Yeah, everyone does. It's very beloved. Actually, nobody hates this movie because it's so awfully awesome.
I'm drinking over 62% alcohol by volume whiskey
to deal
with this movie.
Yeah, but this is, so bad it's good.
I am going to pull my scrotum over my face tonight.
I want to see that. Go do it. I actually want to see it.
Okay,
movie's finished. So I'm going to stop.
So are we stopping the commentary?
Well, the movie's finished. The movie is finished.
Oh, okay. So we're done?
We are done. We can say goodbye to everybody, and they love listening to our commentary.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. And I'm sure that they want to see pictures of me pulling my scrot over my face.
We will provide pictures of it.
And light it on fire, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that wraps up the half-blind commentary for best movie ever made, No Retreat, No Surrender.
Yeah, well, that's the best. Sure. Yeah.
Yep.
It's the best piece of shit ever made.
It is. It really is. It is top of the bad movies.
Yeah.
And that's why we do commentary. Because it's not bad.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's it from us. So until next time, somebody's pulling a scrotum over their head and I'm touching myself with black dynamite. So
yeah. Later. Good luck.
Yep. Peter.
Bye.